Hi, my name is Ben Armstrong.
Hi, this is David Koch.
My name is Thomas Maurer.
Hi, I'm Donna Sarkar.
Hi, my name is Lana Montgomery.
Hi, I'm Seth Warez.
Hi, I'm Aaron Thomas.
I'm Jess Dodson.
Hi, I'm Rocky Heckman.
Hi, I'm Sonia Kapp.
Hi, I'm Troy Hunt.
Hello, this is Wally Mead.
My name is Reid Purvis.
Hi, I'm Lars Klink.
Hi, my name is Alan Birchall.
Hi, I'm Adam Fowler.
Hi, I'm Scott Guthrie, and you're listening to the Need to Know podcast.
All the latest Microsoft Cloud news, as well as industry guest deep dive conversations. It's a Need to Know podcast. All thanks to the CIA Ops patron community. The Need to Know podcast. Catch us on Twitter and Facebook, N2K Podcast, and online at ciaops.podbean.com.
Welcome along to the Need to Know podcast. My name is Robert Crane. This is episode 237. Now, these episodes are shorter episodes known as FAQs, and they are aimed at a deeper dive into some of the technologies in the Microsoft Cloud. Now, these episodes are brought to you by my CIAOps patron community. And again, you'll find information about that at www.ciaopspatron.com. Check it out if you're interested in learning more and keeping up to date with everything in the Microsoft Cloud. Now, what I want to cover today is a very common question I see out there around the differences between OneDrive for Business and SharePoint. Now, the first point of order is to note that SharePoint is a technology, a service that OneDrive for Business takes advantage of. So the way to think about it is that SharePoint is the overarching technology that OneDrive for Business runs on, and will also designate the common area as TeamSite. So again, think of SharePoint at the top of the tree, and that's providing the storage capabilities for files and folders, for OneDrive for Business, and for TeamSites, and also for Microsoft Teams as well. So think of, again, SharePoint as the manner in which items, files are stored in Microsoft 365, for which OneDrive takes advantage of it, and so does TeamSites. Now, one of the other differentiators here is to appreciate that OneDrive for Business is designed as personal storage per user, and team sites are designed for shared data. So think about a OneDrive for Business as what is on your desktop, My Documents, or a home drive, a traditional home drive you would have had potentially with a on-prem server. And think of team sites as location for shared files. So this is going to be, you know, the F drive in the old style file server. So therefore shared location used by multiple people. Now, OneDrive for Business, as I said, is aimed at personal storage. And basically all you get is a single document library, right? So inside SharePoint technology, there are these apps or these locations where you can put information. The location that you put files into in SharePoint technology is called a document library, and you only get one of those with OneDrive for Business, whereas with team sites, you can have as many document libraries as you want. So for the first differentiation point around these two technologies is that OneDrive for Business, you get one document library. With team sites, you can create as many document libraries as you want to help you separate out and manage your different files in that environment. So when we open our OneDrive for Business, we see one document library and basically just see a list of files and folders. So think about the fact that we get no width. We don't get the ability to add additional apps. We can't add document libraries to OneDrive for Business. We can't add calendars, contacts, lists, all the other things in our intranet into OneDrive for Business. So OneDrive for Business is solely aimed at allowing users to store their file information. Now, this is really good to allow users to get information off their My Documents, off their desktop, off their home drive from a server, and put it into an area in the cloud which is backed up, managed, maintained, controlled, and accessible remotely. Now, the most important thing I think about any SharePoint technology, be it OneDrive for Business or TeamSites, is the fact that it's all searchable. So once we put information up into SharePoint technologies, we're able to take advantage of the fact that all the data will be indexed and can be recovered or can be viewed basically using search. All right, so OneDrive for Business, one document library. You can't add more document libraries, and you can't, for example, add sub areas. You just get one single area with no width and no depth. It's just a storage location. Now, when you start out, in most cases, users will get at least 1 terabyte of space in their OneDrive for Business to be able to store their own personal files. Okay, so 1 terabyte per user generally is what is provisioned and is aimed at the user's personal documents. It's not a place for file servers. It's not a place largely for common documents, right? That is what we use team sites for. Now, the idea here with team sites is that it's designed for this shared storage concept. It's designed for users to work on files in a group environment, all right? Now, as I mentioned in SharePoint, you can add as many apps as you want to broaden what is available in that location. So you can add multiple document libraries. So you may have one location for your policies, your procedures, maybe a templates area as well. You can keep building these out. And the advantage of having different document libraries, for example, is you can format them in a different way and you can also have different permissions. But with team sites, we can also add things like calendars, contacts, lists, and we can build it out into a true intranet environment. So the idea with team sites is that it is for a group of people and we can add more content in there besides just pure files. Now, OneDrive for Business, largely designed for pure file storage. Now, when we basically configure our environment with our team sites, we get 1 terabyte of total storage across all of the team sites that create. So remember that when we create a Microsoft team, we get a team site, a SharePoint team site, into which we can put our documents for our Microsoft team. That and all the other SharePoint team sites, when added together, their total storage cannot exceed generally 1 terabyte. Now, you get that 1 terabyte starting space, which is shared across your Microsoft team, the Teams site environment. And you also then get an additional 10 gigabytes per user added onto that space. You start with 1 terabyte, and then for every licensed user you have using SharePoint team sites, you will get an additional 10 gig of storage capacity added on to that 1 terabyte, all right? So if you have 10 users, you're going to get 10 times the 10 gigs, so you're going to get 100 gigs of additional storage, and that means you're going to get, you know, basically 1.1 terabytes worth of data out there that you can use to put all your shared documents in. Now, not only can you get the 1 terabyte starting space with SharePoint team sites, you get the 10 gig per license user as well, but you can also buy additional storage. So one of the advantages of SharePoint team sites is the fact that you get the 1 terabyte, 10 gig per licensed user, and then you also can add additional storage on there as a paid option if you so choose. So that makes it a little bit more extensible, a little bit more flexible to achieve what you want. Now, remember that this total space is 1 terabyte. You can manage that. You can make that automatically allocated. You can control that by the different team site if you wish. Now, what are some of the other differences between SharePoint team sites versus OneDrive for Business? Well, in a SharePoint team site, you get something called check-in, check-out. So what that means is that when users work on typically office documents inside these technologies, inside SharePoint technologies, then what happens is they are co-authored by default, which means that multiple users can edit them, update them, change them at the same time by default. Now, there are probably times when you want to make sure that only a single author has access to a document. In that case, you can check the document out. That author can update the file. Everybody else can view the last version of it. And then when they're finished, when the author's finished with that, they check the document in and make it available to everyone. So SharePoint team sites gives us the ability to do this document management, which we don't see with OneDrive for Business, because OneDrive for Business, again, is designed for a single user to work with. Now, probably the biggest difference between OneDrive for Business and SharePoint team sites is the fact that you get metadata. So metadata is available in SharePoint team sites. What you use metadata for is, think of it like tagging files. So the idea is you'll put a file into a SharePoint team site document library, and then you would tag it. So instead of creating folders or a very deep structure, you would use the tagging to keep that structure as flat as possible. The advantage of doing and using metadata is you can now filter, you can now sort, and you can now launch automated processes based on the metadata that you have. Now, a file, an item inside a SharePoint team site can have as many metadata tags effectively as you wish. So you can tag a file by, for example, an author, by a location, by whatever you wish, by a customer, and then you can start using that to filter and sort. Now, we don't see that metadata capability in OneDrive for Business. Now, the other thing with SharePoint team sites is we can create a hierarchical structure. So we can create something called subsites inside our SharePoint team sites to allow us to organize our data in a hierarchical structure. Now, generally, best practice is not to do very deep data structures these days, but it is possible. And again, it's one of the differentiation points between a SharePoint team site and OneDrive for Business. So again, think of SharePoint team sites as much more like a traditional file server with data located in a hierarchical structure, and OneDrive for Business as just a single location with no sub area that you can put your files and folders if you want. So just in summary again, the idea here is that the technology, the storage technology that the Microsoft Cloud typically uses is a storage technology known as SharePoint. That's been with us probably for over 20 years now. Now, that technology allows us to build OneDrive for Business, which is a limited subset of the full features of a SharePoint, as well as team sites. So team sites are aimed at grouping together information, files, contacts, calendars, for a group of people, a team of people, where our OneDrive for Business is purely designed as a storage location for a user's files, right? So every user generally by default will get their own OneDrive for Business. They can put their own files in there. They can then access them in any location. They can share the odd file in and out of that, but if they're working on a group of files like your traditional file server, the idea is to put it into SharePoint team sites. Now, there are some differences between the two and what's available and what's surfaced, and you get more of the functionality in SharePoint team sites. So you get things like check-in, check-out. You get the ability to add additional metadata. You can, for example, pin files to the top of a document library list to highlight them. You can also add calendars, contacts, lists, and a number of different apps into a SharePoint team site to make it more like an intranet, right? So you want to gather all your information in there. Now, importantly, remember that other components of the Microsoft Cloud, like Microsoft Teams, do use SharePoint team sites. So every time you create a Microsoft team, it will create a SharePoint team site in which you can put your files and folders in there. That is surfaced in the Microsoft Teams interface. But you can dig in behind that and you can go and get access to that full SharePoint team site from that Microsoft team if you want. All right. So remember that the storage for a group of users is going to be in a SharePoint team site, and the individual data location for users and their files is going to be OneDrive for Business. And both of these are built on SharePoint technology, giving us a lot of these enterprise capabilities, document management, that is available in that. So hopefully that has given you a bit better clarification as to the difference between OneDrive for Business and SharePoint Online. And it sort of boils down to the fact that they're both storage locations. They're both built on SharePoint. OneDrive for Business is for individual users, where SharePoint team sites are for groups of users. And that's where you're going to get the best usage and functionality out of that. Now, of course, you can use those services for other things, but they really shine when they are used in the correct way for storing data. So with that, hope you've enjoyed that episode. Thank you very much for listening.
You have been listening to the Need to Know podcast from CIA Ops. For training on using technologies like SharePoint Online or Microsoft 365, visit www.ciaopsacademy.com. By purchasing from the selections available, you'll be directly supporting this podcast. To provide feedback on this episode, visit www.ciaops.com/contact.